I'm ready for that to be gone myself, personally. Is anybody else ready for it to be gone for a little while? My gosh. My gosh, my gosh, my gosh. Well, praise God. So who's got, anybody have anything they want to say? Anybody else want some prayer right now? You might before. Is anybody sick, in sickness, or just getting over sickness, and you'd like some prayer with it? I think we should. I think we should. Girls, go over there to Sherry. Sherry, would you pray for Barbara? Just let them come over there to you. And Colton. And Colton, here. Here, son. And Carson Paul, too. I was trying to get him to. We'll see what he... Get that Kleenex box. I might start crying.
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight to bring Miss Barbara and just touch her, Lord. She needs a touch in her body, not only in the pain, but in the changes that's going to take place in her life, Lord. I just pray peace over her and comfort and just cover for the rest of her days, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, help Sherry as she has been the chief person to watch over her. And you know what? I'm just going to pray with you. Girls, just gather around me. Give me your hands. Look at me. I'm just going to pray that you don't have to, that you just know what you have to do, okay? And that you can, and we, I know that you love her. Nobody has been better to her lately than you. Nobody has. And you've just been wonderful. And it is very hard. I'm going to say something that's hard. When something has to be done that's not fun, that's regretful, it's hard on people. And if you really want to find out, ask Kelly. I mean, my God, we just have to do things at times. But just everybody stretch your hands toward Sherry, because she is the chief connector with Barbara and has been for over a year. And I'm just going to pray my best prayer for you right now, Sherry. Father, in Jesus' name, I just loose that peace that passes understanding on Sherry, that Sherry would know what needs to be done and can do it in the best spirit of Jesus, where she doesn't feel awful and having to do what she might have to, do. And help her, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Give her a, we're not sure what's going to happen with Barbara. We want the best for her, but we don't know. She had to be taken to the hospital last service, and she's just not doing well. It's getting harder for her to get around and do things, but we love her, and we're trying to give her the very best. You know, everybody in this room, we are trying to give you the very best that your church can give you. We work hard training people, working with people, ourselves relearning, learning things, praying. And if there's anything that we're missing, you should let one of us know, and we'll sure try to make it right. Amen? How many of you love the Word of God? Amen. See, because man shall not live by bread alone. Man's happiness and his contentment. Fellas, see if you can fix that. And girls, just be ready at a moment's notice, because we're liable to get up again. But it's not enough to have all of your needs met. It's not enough to be well-liked. In order to be, to function, and to be what you're supposed to be, you have to be a partaker of the Word of God. Like it says in Joshua, when I wasn't, this is just, I'm just going to try to go there and look at just a couple of verses, because they're powerful verses. What they say is very, very powerful. And Just bear with me for just a moment. We'll try to get in there. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Verse 8. Fellas, you can put it up if you want to. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Out of your mouth. Now, what does that mean? Let me read a little further. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You meditate on the word. That word meditate here means to know Bible verses. Look here. In life, don't we have every day, we have a new challenge of some kind. And for every challenge that we have, there is a Bible verse or verses that we can use to help us. See, man does not live by bread alone. We've got to have that word. We've got to know how to meditate on it. And to meditate on it means to know it and to speak it out. Let it not depart from your mouth. And we need to learn how to speak and pray the promises of God. And there is an abundance of promises, and they're all for the Christian. And I have to put this disclaimer. If a person does not become a word person, I don't see how you could succeed and be interested in your faith. You know, when I was saved, when I was a kid, and I say this all the time, repetition's a good thing. I was in such terribleness, shocking, demons, drugs, immorality, everything that my generation was doing, and I made an abrupt change. And at my mother's kitchen table at 1765 Cathay Drive in the summer of 1971, on the east side of San Jose, California, I prayed a simple prayer. And in that prayer, I asked the Lord to change my life. I asked him to give me a better life. I told him, I confessed, I came to the point that I confessed, I was lost and undone. I was a sinner. I understood what that meant, to be a sinner. It means to be lost. And we are all born sinners. We are born lost. We are born needing to be born again. Everyone, we're all in the same boat. So I did that. And I don't know, you know, I don't think you have to tell a baby puppy or cow or goat to get in there and get some of that milk. I just had a natural desire for the milk of the word. And I got a red leather Living Bible, and I just locked myself away in for a long time. And I just began to read that word and read that word. And before I knew it, that Bible was reading me and telling me exactly where I was in life and showing me places I could change and learning. And I learned how to flow with the Lord and let him come into my heart and change me. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I think we should worship during the message. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Somebody worship the Lord.
Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come in today.
Come in to stay.
Come into my heart,
Lord Jesus.
Let's sing it one more time. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Till the presence of God comes. Come in.
To my heart, come into my heart,
come
into my heart, Lord Jesus,
come in today,
come in.
Somebody say, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be.
Well, praise God. We're here, and if you don't hear anything else, hear this here. Man cannot live. Man was created by God in the image of God. We cannot possibly reach our potential and joy and confidence without the Word of God. And what we do with this Word, we have to meditate on this word. What does that mean? In Philippians 4:13, I'll tell you what it means. We have to say to our self, whatever we're going through, sweetie, listen to me. You've been through some things lately. You may be going through some things right now. But Philippians 4:13, I say this verse to myself all the time. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Devil, you can't have me. I can do all things through Christ. I feel the strength of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. And when we begin to do that, well, it's a miracle. Well, how do you explain a miracle? If you can explain a miracle, it's not a miracle. God begins to fortify us on the inside when we begin to tell ourselves, when we begin to meditate, I can do all things. This isn't going to break me. In the name of Jesus, this is not going to break me at all. What it's going to do for me is I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And so many people are having financial challenges right now. You go just a few verses from there to Philippians 4:19, where the word says this, my God. See, is he your God tonight? Or are we church attenders? Are we church attenders or are we disciples of the Lord? Each of us, I hope I never stop learning. My God shall supply. I don't wonder. I don't think. Let me tell you something. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches. Not according to my riches. Not according to my best friend's riches. Not even according to my employer as much as God. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Tell me what's going on tonight. If you could pray for anybody in here tonight, who would you pray for? And, yeah. You, yourself? Good, I like that. Young people, come up here, ministers of the Most High God. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing better than an honest answer. Y'all get around her as best as you can. Y'all come on in here. Get your hands on her. Let her know that we love her. Now, I believe. That's right, Coco. Anoint her with oil. I believe, Angel, there are several things that you're working on, that you're trying to work out. There's so you're trying to get direction. You're trying to, which way do I go on this? Should I go this way? Should I go that? Help me, God. I need your help. I like what you said. I think I'm the most needy. I need the prayer more than anybody else. Is there anything that you can tell us in particular? You don't have to speak in just anything in particular.
Some of my family.
You hear that? I think I could know some of them, but we'll just say your family. That's enough. That's enough. Coco, I want you to pray for Angel's family right now.
They'll be healed. Father, I just pray that Angel and her family, Father, I just pray that whatever they're going through, they'll find their way, Father. And we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. And you know what? You've stuck with the Lord when others have left. The ones that left, they were wrong. They made a mistake. Stay in there. There's breakthroughs. There's blessings coming. As we learn, as we let God just take over and do what he wants, as we speak that word, I want you to think. Okay, put your hands on her head. And just look at me, Angel. I want God to show you some very specific Bible verses for your case, for what you need, that will help you to get the direction that you need and get the answered prayer that you need. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to say. I need prayer. I need it bad. Have we prayed enough? Okay. Thank you for letting us pray with you, Angel. God is so good. I mean, isn't he really? Is there anybody like God? Does anybody love us more than God? You know, I'm going to share this with you. I'm going to start in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5 in the NLT. 1 Timothy, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Listen to these words from the Lord. Now, the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, everybody say the last times. I'm going to tell you, in the last 5 years, I've seen more hell and damnation than I've ever seen in my entire life. I've never seen such a world of relapse and sadness. And in our country, we just can't get together on the issues. And then the most important thing, you watch Israel. The whole world is balanced by Israel and what's happening there. Clearly that in the last time, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. Verse 2, these people are hypocrites and liars, and their consciences are dead. Okay, they will say it's wrong to be married and wrong to eat certain foods, but God created those foods to be eaten with thanks by faithful people who know the truth. See, listen to John 8:31 and 32. If you continue in my word, that's the only way. If you will continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Nothing else can make you free. My generation, man, we sang about it, wrote songs about it, burned our draft cards, and did other things that I can't mention in this service. Wanting to be free. They asked Janis Joplin one time, Janis, what do you think these young people are looking for? What do you think they want? And she looked that person and I said, man, we're looking for the truth. We're looking for what is worth living for and what is worth dying for. And I'm going to tell you, I started this journey a long time ago. And I don't get paid to be a Christian. It's who I am. It's who I've become. Because the Father that just loves me so much, and I love him back, and I'm so grateful for him. They will say it's wrong to be married, wrong to eat certain foods, but God created those foods to be eaten with thanks by faithful people who know the Lord. Since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it, but receive it with thanks. For we know it is made acceptable by the word of God, by the word of God, by the word of God. If you continue in my word, then and only then are you my disciples. And if you continue in my word, you will know the truth. And if you continue in my word, the truth will make you free and give you direction and favor, and you'll not lack. Amen. Will you have trouble? John 16:33, Jesus promised this. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And if I am in you and you are in me, listen to this. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Is God knocking at somebody's heart's door tonight? If anyone hears my voice and opens up, I'll come into them. How wonderful. What a wonderful, wonderful promise that God has made us. So, Paul said in Philippians chapter 4 that he learned the secret of how to be content in whatever state he was in. Now, he learned that through experience. He didn't learn that by somebody teaching him. Paul was a man. He was wealthy. He was a teacher. He was favored. He had everything he needed. And then he met Jesus, and all of that changed. And he learned what it was like to be discriminated, persecuted, left hungry. Sweetie, would you get me a water? Thank you, hon. And thank you. Thank you, son. I love you. Appreciate you. And he said he learned the secret. And I've learned the secret on three things in particular in life, as Paul did, experientially, by doing three things, by doing them more than I've ever seen anybody else do them. And I saw through those three things and doing those things, and I still do those things constantly, I see what God has done for me and what he has done for me, he'll do for you. Now, everybody can learn something different, I guess you could say. Now, let me have Psalm 34, verses 12 through 16 in the New Living Translation. And if it's, does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Well, I do. Thank you. Thank you, son. I want to live a life that's long and prosperous. I don't want to die young. If I do, I guess I just do, but I don't want to. Then keep your tongue from speaking evil, your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help, but the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. Now give me James chapter 1, verses 19 through 21 in the New Living Translation. And then I'm going to get to my three things. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen. There's nothing better than being a good listener. You know how I know? I spent much of my life not being a very good listener. I was always thinking what I was going to say next. Something happened to me when I got older. I began to think, why don't I just be quiet and let them talk? And I began to learn some things. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word of God, the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. The word of God has the power to help you get answers to prayer. It has the power to save your souls, see? And knowing the right banker or the right politician won't do near as good as knowing the word of God. Knowing the word. You cannot depend on any preacher or your mom or your big brother or anybody else to do the word in your life for you. It won't work. I don't know how that sounds, but it sure tastes good. Now, I've learned three things experientially, personally, myself. It wasn't those. I'm going to mention them to you. Three things that I purposed in my heart I would do better if I could, better than anybody else does them. And they're not anything that I just read before. That was just to get us going, get us started here. Oh, thank you, son. You know, the word says there's a blessing for giving a prophet a cool drink of water. You're blessed. You are blessed. You're wonderful. I love you more every day. I appreciate you. You're a servant. You're the very essence of what a servant should be. I've watched you. And I think you're great. How many of you have watched this guy? And you notice, I mean, by the clapping of your hands, is this guy a servant or what? Come on now. I'm not saying that the rest of you are not. I'm just saying that he's one that I take notice of lately. And all of us are servants to a certain degree. But I'm going to tell you the three things right now, and I want you to get this. You can write them down. And there's three things in my heart I noticed over the last 53 years, I think, that I tried to do better than everybody else, anybody else. And I'll tell you what the first one is. I learned to be quick to repent. Do you know what that means? Quick to stop doing the wrong thing. Some people will mull over that for years and decades. They're just not going to let go of things. They're just going to keep on keeping on. And they get the same disastrous results. And I learned this here. See, the word says, one of the communion verses that we use from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, if a person would learn to judge themselves, judge yourself, then take communion. That's what it says. So the first thing was this. I learned how to repent quicker and better than anybody I knew. I could tell people, look, I was wrong. I learned to tell people I was wrong when I really didn't think I was wrong, because Satan was not going to use that against me. I was just, you know, what's the difference? And I'll tell you what I learned. When people came to me and said, well, you did this, this, and this to me, I just tried it one time. I didn't agree with them, but I listened. I stopped trying to defend myself, because nobody can defend you like Christ himself and his word and his holy angels and the Holy Spirit and his Father. And I said, you know, I was wrong. Sorry, I have no excuse. And then I asked them this question. Let me tell you what comes with repentance. Repentance isn't just saying you're wrong. It's trying to stop doing whatever it was. I said, can you forgive me? And see, all of a sudden then, it gets down to where life really is, how it really should be with Christian people. Can we forgive one another? I was wrong. I can tell you times in my life I should have just said I was wrong. I was too busy trying to split hairs at how right I was, and, well, you don't know what you did to me. And you know what? None of that really matters. I learned that, and it gave me tremendous, tremendous power when I could say I was wrong. Would you forgive me? I've said that. And as many times as I've said I was wrong, would you forgive me? Nobody has ever said, no, I won't forgive you. All of a sudden, we were all led to being forgiven. So be quick to repent. That's what I learned. Paul learned the secret of being content under any circumstances. Well, I don't know if I've learned that as well as Paul did, but I have learned this here. If somebody's going to accuse me of something, I'm just going to, under most cases, I'm just going to say, well, I'm sorry. Would you forgive me? And then see, it puts it all in a whole different perspective. And when the Lord sees me doing it, he said, look at Angelo. He's one of my beloved sons in whom I'm well pleased. Look at what he's doing. And all of a sudden, when I pray for things, I get answers. My life's not perfect, but I'm going to tell you what. I sure have been blessed by my walk with Christ, by God being my father. You know, I didn't have a dad growing up. My dad left me, left my mom, didn't pay any child support. By the time I was about 11 years old, I was working, helping my mother. Tell you something. There's nothing like learning something. My prayer is that you learn something as Paul did. And as I did. Are you ready for number two? The second thing that I've learned that I tried to do. See, I'm not saying I repented quicker or better than anybody else. I'm saying I tried to. I sure tried to. I discovered and learned what does it mean to repent? Well, it starts many times with saying I'm wrong. And then, if you'll give me a chance, I'll do better. See? And that's what you're saying to God. That's what you're saying to the cross if you get close to being born again. I believe God's talking to the hearts right now. The second thing that I've seen that very few people can do, they can't do it. They have a hard time. And how... Well, they can't do it without 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years. You know what it is? Be quick to forgive. Be quick to forgive. Forgive. One thing I learned about forgiveness is when that I'm driving down the road and that feeling comes, what they did to me. That's right when I begin to pray with. Pray for them. You know how I pray? I prayed like Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I prayed it until I meant it, and I meant it, and I meant it, and boom, all of a sudden, a breakthrough that I didn't see others get. That's number two. I'm sharing these three things. I've never shared them like this before in this setting because somebody in here may get this and think, wow, maybe that's something I could do a little better myself. That's what I'm hoping for. The final thing I mean this with all my heart. Fellas, put up Luke 6:38 in the King James translation of the Bible. It's my last verse tonight. It says, give. See, I don't have to look at it. It says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's how I want to get life. That's what I want out of my life. I want the blessings to be running over in my life so that I can share them and give again to somebody else. But with the same measure you give to others, that's what you're getting back. If I had 5 kernels of corn in my hand, could I plant 5 acres of corn with 5 kernels in my hand? No. It would take more, wouldn't it? I used to think, I begin in my giving to give with direction, to give with understanding, to give with the counsel of God. I've given away businesses. Money, boats, cars, like they were nothing. Because can I tell you something? To my Heavenly Father, they are nothing. He'll give me all I want. But I have to have the right kind of a heart to do to get that. See? And I purposed in my heart I was going to give more than others. I have raised 3 children that are not mine. Quite frankly, my family wasn't totally happy with that. But you know what? You know who was? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I decided in my heart, I'm going to do things and give things that other people wouldn't, that they would stop short, and I was going to burst through and learn how to be a real giver. And I'll tell you this here. This is what I found. It is totally impossible to outgive God. You cannot outgive God. You know what helped me? I know people that can give better than I can. And they were part of my inspiration. And I purpose in my heart, there isn't anything material Mary, can I just use you for a second? Just one small thing. I'm going to show you how my heart works. Mary told me about Melissa. And this is what she said. You nod your head, yes or no. All she's ever wanted was a dad. You know what I said? I'm going to be that kid's dad. She's a college graduate. She's a special ed teacher. She's a coach. She's a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous person. I'm not going to share anything else because you get the wrong idea. Let me say something about giving. You know where it starts? It starts in your heart. Help me not to be selfish. Father, make me a giver. Show me how I can give. Show me how I can give. If you want to know how you can forgive, how you can give tonight, better than you are now, stand up and I'm going to pray with you. In just a moment, we're going to take communion. If you don't have, don't stand up if you don't want to. I mean, if you just, you've got it all, that's fine. I don't have it all. I'm standing up. If you want to learn how to forgive better than you've ever forgiven before, forgive people, stand up. If you want to learn how to repent better than you know how to now, stand up. Father, each and every one of us that's standing, we believe in these principles, Lord. I'm taking this as far as I can take it, Father. Help us to be quick to repent. not to wait years to get over. Help us, God, to be quick to forgive when we've been hurt, like it's so easy to be hurt so bad. I can't tell you how long it's taken me a lifetime to forgive my father, my dad. I finally got it. It took a long time. It was worth the fight. I'm there. God bless my dad. He didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know what he was. You know what? God bless him. We're up here. We're standing. Everybody say this with me. Father in heaven, help me to be quick to repent. Help me to be quick to forgive. Help me to be a giver like I've never given before. In Jesus' name, amen. Now sit down. And whoever's going to take this here, who are we going to get here? We'll get these girls. Come here, girls. That's what I want you to do. You take that. You take this part right over here.